Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
If you hear clicking, it's because I have a sucker in my mouth. And the reason I have a sucker in my mouth is our MVPP, Alina Morse, just turned 14. And this week landed Walgreens as a buyer for her all-natural candy that cleans your teeth. It means 25,000 stores will sell her innovative candy line. I mentioned she's 14. She'll showcase four additional product lines at the, is it Zolli or Michael or Zolli? I guess I could ask Alina. Candy company during Chicago Sweets and Snacks
that,
Expo
that already,
this
the
week.
Expo was this week, just saying.
It's over today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Alina, the youngest person ever to grace the cover of Entrepreneur magazine in 2018. Success magazine named her a 30 under 30. InStyle magazine named her one of the badass 50. Meet the women who are changing the world.
This girl's a rock star. I've seen her all over TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Alina shared her vision of schools of the future during a TED Talk. I didn't even know you could do a TED Talk at 14. Wouldn't it be a Teddy Talk if you're 14?
What did we call her? She's a kidpreneur?
Kidpreneur. Not an entrepreneur, a kidpreneur. Changing the world. Good morning, Alina.
Good morning.
I'm having one of your orange Zolli. Is it Zolli or Zolli?
Zolli.
I'm having one of your orange Zolli pops right now.
Get it? Like lollipop, Zolli pop?
Nothing gets by me.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the real question is, do you like it?
I do like it. Yeah, I do like it. I thought because it's...
We were prepared to hate it.
Yeah, because it's good for you, I thought it would taste like, you know, I thought it tastes bad, but it tastes like an orange lollipop.
I'm glad you like it.
So, Alina, at age 7, you started thinking about how you could make better candy?
Yeah, so when I was 7 years old, I went to the bank with my dad. The bank teller offered me a lollipop, and my dad told me that I shouldn't have candy because sugar is terrible for your teeth. So I asked him, well, why can't you make a healthy lollipop that's good for my teeth so that I could have candy and it wouldn't be bad for me?
That's
and
a
after about
good
2 years,
question.
Of research and plant trials, we finally created Zolli Pops.
You mean it took you to your 9? You lazy kid, you. That's amazing. Between 7 and 9 years old, where were you doing the testing?
Well, a lot of our initial trials for our product was actually in our kitchen. And when that didn't turn out so well, and my parents were sick and tired of me ruining our stovetop, we had scoped out a couple of manufacturing facilities, and we did about 18 plant trials before we had finally found one that we liked.
Now, we have the Clean Teeth Drops, the Clean Teeth Pops. What do you have over there, Samber?
We got taffy. It's the
clean teeth taffy.
Yep.
And then a different kind of drops as well?
And it's all sugar-free, gluten-free, vegan, dairy-free, natural colors.
What was this product line? Zolli Pop, Zolli Drop, Zolli Taffy, Zolli Caramels, Clean Teeth Caramel, Zolli Gummies, Zolli Beans, Zolli Cookies, and Zolli Ball Pops as well. You know, like a Tootsie Pop kind of look. What's your favorite of all of those?
I have to say... One of my favorites is the original. You know, you gotta love just the original Zolli Pops, but it really kind of depends on my mood. Because they're all so great, and you know, when you want something chocolate, there's a vegetarian chocolate, there's, you know, a ball pop if you want to suck on something for, you know, a little bit longer. And so, you know, there's just so many choices, and I'm so, you know, excited to be coming out with all these new products.
Hey, Alina, do you use this business as an excuse to not get things done at home? Like, hey, I'd love to make my bed, but I'm busy running a giant company of healthy food.
That's exactly right. I don't need errands and chores.
Well, unfortunately, I can't use that excuse because my parents are in on the company, too.
Oh.
So they could pull that on me, too. They could say, well, you know, because we're running a company, I can't make your lunch today.
Ah, fair enough. Fair enough. Good for them, by the way. Dave?
Can you explain, Alina, how these products actually clean your teeth?
Yeah, so after you have basically anything to eat in this day and age, everything has acids in it. So when you eat something, the acid burns little holes in your tooth enamel, which some people mistake for plaque. But really, it's little holes in your enamel. And that's obviously really unhealthy and makes your mouth very susceptible to tooth decay. But what Zollipops do is they naturally raise the pH of your mouth, they neutralize the acid, and they actually strengthen your tooth enamel. So it takes away the bacteria that causes cavities and tooth decay.
Wow. You know, you are an actual stable genius.
Yeah.
I mean, the real deal.
That is amazing.
You're the real deal.
10% of the profits go to support oral health education in schools.
Well, I'm looking at the Zollipops. The original Zollipop is the one I have, right? The flat one, not the ball one?
Yep.
Sugar-free, gluten-free, nut-free, vegan, non-GMO, natural flavors and colors. And I'm telling you, this orange Zollipop, getting it done. And strawberry, grape, pineapple, orange, raspberry, and cherry all in your Zollipop bag. What's a bag cost?
Yep. The bag could cost anywhere from $5 to $7.
It's fine.
Depending on where you buy it.
That's fine. You get your kids. Your kids want a treat afterwards.
Hand these out at Halloween.
Bang.
Yeah.
You're changing the world, Alina.
Oh, thank you so much.
What do you want to do? You know, now that you're an incredible success, are you going to finish high school, or are you just going to, you know, just
tell? Well, you know, I have my first year of high school next year. I'm really excited, and you know, I do. Plan to go to college for business, but you know, there's so many other paths that I could take. Short-term goals.
No, you don't have to have it all figured out at 14. It's just incredible what you've done so far.
Yeah.
You know, Richard Branson didn't start his first business till he was 16. He's clearly a slacker. Alina was working on this at 7, 8, 9 years old. It's amazing. Well, we're happy to have you on the show. We're proud to have you on the show. And thanks for the candy, by the way.
Thank you so much. And, oh, of course.
And you are the most valuable person on the planet. And I will remind people that you can get these at Walmart. You can get them at Target. You can get them at Mariano's. Where else?
You can get them at CVS and Walgreens. We just got into those retailers, and that's very exciting
it's
for
unbelievable.
Us.
Unbelievable.
And then also on Amazon.com.
Zolli Zollipops, and kicking some money back charitably as well. And it's not cheap to make all this stuff either. It's amazing. Really, really super cool and nicely done by you. So let's stay in touch because you're clearly going places and I'm going to need to ride your coattails.
Well, you know, let's stay in touch. We can work something out.
That's what I'm talking about. And give a hug to your mom and dad. Obviously, they're great parents. Oh, by the way, brothers and sisters or no?
I have a younger sister. Her name is Lola. She's 9. And she actually came up with a name for Zollipops.
Oh, she did? Well, good. So she's a part of the company.
Yep. It's a family business. We all...
crazy.
We all work together. And, you know, it's just really great to work with my family.
And they all have great teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, how many Zollipops do I have to have a winning smile?
You know, really, you can have as many as you want, but you already have a winning smile.
Thank you.
Oh, listen to this
thank
girl.
You.
I'm just trying to protect it.
She's a deal.
Very nice.
A deal maker right
By the
here.
Way, you can have 3 Zollipops, and it's only 30 calories.
I know, look at that.
10 calories a piece. That's unbelievable.
It's impressive.
Happy weekend. Thank you again. You're the most valuable person on the planet. Hold on. We're going to give you something that isn't good for your teeth.
Steve, on the text line from the 224, just an honorable mention of an MVPP. My son has autism, and today is his last day of high school. I'm so proud. At times, we didn't think he would make it this far. Great job, Zach.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful thing to hear.
Yeah.
And good job,
good
Mom.
Good for him. Congratulations. I love these schools that graduate before Memorial Day. Might as well kick off the summer when summer, you know, like.
When did you get out of school?
Like, what?
High school.
I graduated in 1994.
No, I know. What month?
We graduated in May, but the public school went till June.
East Coast, we went to the end of June.
We went to late June every year.
That sounds like a buzzkill to me.
But we also went to school we didn't start till after Labor Day.
Oh, I might have been senior sliding for quite a bit of that May also.
Yeah, how'd you get summer jobs? Because it would be so hard if you were late graduating.
But it was everybody.
You know, because Mary...
in your area, yeah.
Mary, back then we got summer jobs because you had to get summer jobs to support the family.
That's right.
I had to work at Arthur Treacher's.
The grass didn't stop growing during the summer.
That's exactly right.
I was getting a bagel yesterday when I picked up my car in Libertyville at this place called Bagels by the Book, and it was filled with kids who must be home from college, freshmen that all just got home, and they were all in there talking, and they're like, my mom is making me get a job this summer. Oh my god, my mom. They're all like talking about how they have to get jobs, but nobody had jobs. And
and whatever happened to babysitting, you know?
Yeah,
nobody has babies anymore.
The population is shrinking.
Yes. Tell that to Ross and Lauren. Whatever happened to wanting to get a summer job because you'd like a little extra money?
I think they just want people to deposit money into their accounts.
The problem starts at home.
When you have parents doing direct deposit, it's right.
They have
need
parent pay instead of PayPal.
They're paying for $1.50 bagel with their debit card. I was like, just funny.
Yeah, and it's not a debit card that they put their own money in their own account, I'm guessing. Anyway, we're super impressed with Alina, and if you have a child that started a multi-billion-dollar business, feel free to let us know. And MVPP, you can get a hold of who to get this done.
Michael Heidemann. Just go ahead and call me or text me or find us on Facebook.
Because you don't know how to spell Heidemann, or you want to go through
it? M-H-E-I-D-E-M-A-N-N at WGNradio.com. But if you're driving, you can't write that down.
You're right, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You forgot to ask her when she starts driver's ed.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Safe driver, clean teeth.
See, this is a really good thing. This is nothing like the Aunt Becky situation. You know, Aunt Becky and Massimo, they have a daughter who's making a couple of million bucks in her social media thing. And the kid's a dingbat. But clearly, she has no business being in college. She's really good at social media. She's really good at being an endorser for products. And they tried to shove her into college. This kid, Alina, is a brilliant kid. Grounded. Her parents are still making her do chores. It's a family business. You don't have to worry a second about this.
She didn't sound 14.
No. Are you kidding? She's way mature than I've ever been, and I'm 58.
True.